Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. 5:10 Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price maneuvering your Monday afternoon for you. It's been a beauty. It really has. Thanks for having us on. I know you just jumped in that car and heading off from the office. We appreciate the ride home this afternoon. Here's something you need to know about before we jump into some of our key stories. This is interesting for motorists, especially if you have to navigate the CSX transportation railroad crossings. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. They've been working on these different crossings. Well, officials confirm the latest road crossing status. It's Bagaya Road crossing closed today for paving. That's a shutdown road, a temporary road in place, as the Bex Lane road crossing is also closed today and tomorrow. It is expected to reopen sometime on Wednesday.
All righty. And with it being already about 11 after 5, I did want to remind you that in just under 20 minutes, right before 5:30, before the Fox News break takes over, I do have a pair of tickets I'm giving away to Florida State, Florida. And Chris, right as you were finishing your notification there, I was jotting down a question that I do have for the text line when that time comes. So once again, at just about 5:30, right before the Fox News break, it'll be probably more like 5:28, 5:29. I will be giving away those tickets on the text line. So if be there or be square, or just be there and or don't go to Tallahassee. I don't know.
Okay. Have you started Christmas shopping yet?
Yeah, just about done. I think I got one more gift to get.
So you were punching on your internet and doing it online.
Yes. I got it all out in one night.
Well, holiday shopping season is underway. A lot of folks have different methods and ways they want to purchase the presents. But retailers are starting their Black Friday sales early this year. All right. It's all on, just about. Madison Allworth has more on the story.
Walmart launched a two-week-long Black Friday deals on November 11th. The second round starts today. This is week two. Amazon, they launched their Black Friday week on Thursday. And Home Depot's Black Friday savings, that's being offered from November 7th to December 4th. We know that this is a critical time for retailers. It's the busiest time of the year. The National Retail Federation forecasts that holiday sales will reach almost $1 trillion in November and December. It's a big number, but the rate of spending growth is expected to be just 2.5 or 3.5%. And that is the slowest rate that we've seen since 2018.
And one thing that she really kind of left out in that report, and I wanted to tag on to this, fraud. The amount of fraud this Christmas season, 82% yes. of shoppers have been exposed to some type of fraud this year. 35% of shoppers experience fraud when making a purchase from an online ad. The safest way to shop online during the holidays is with a credit card. However, 70% of consumers still plan on using those debit cards.
Yeah, and you do. You got to be careful with that. And I get it. You know, I'm a debit carder. I use that. But I do understand that there is a danger to it. And
you have no recourse.
Exactly. So but I don't exactly make a habit of it. And no one else should either. Hinted at this late last hour, said I would touch on this here. President-elect Donald Trump has now endorsed Jimmy Patronis in the race for the District 1 congressional seat. Patronis is the current Florida CFO. He has not officially declared his intention to run for the seat. However, he had expressed a strong interest. Today is also the deadline for state office holders to resign in order to run for the seat. And state representatives Michelle Salzman and Joel Rudman had both declared their intention to run. Rudman did resign. We did hear that earlier this afternoon. This endorsement would put Patronis as a heavy favorite in the race, and there's no word on who may be running for the state representative seats in our area that would be opening up with their resignations until Rudman did earlier, just not even 2 hours ago.
Wow. Things moving fast and furious now.
Yeah.
Is this thing kind of
off to the races?
Yeah, the puzzle's starting to be put together here. Listen, here's something important that you need to really know about. So the Escambia County, they spent nearly $62 million in federal American Rescue Plan funds. And now there are the folks asking, well, how did that happen? County officials confirming the projects selected for ARPA funding were chosen according to public input and the county's needs and priorities in a couple of areas, including public health, water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure, and revenue replacement. The projects with the biggest price tags are Escambia's broadband high-speed internet project, the Divine Farms road bridge replacement, and numerous stormwater projects. Yeah, we're talking about $62 million. They just want to know where it's going.
Exactly. Fair question.
Absolutely.
5:15 on the nose here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups developing on Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound. This is going to be if you're approaching the Santa Rosa County Tax Collector. This is at the intersection with Chemukla Highway, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots, most notably I-10 if you are traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, it's dropped a little bit. It was 75 last hour. It dropped down to 70 now with that sun going down. Tonight's low is going to be around 66 degrees, but tomorrow it'll be a high of 74, low of 58. Slight chance of rainfall, about 30% early on your Tuesday, but that will soon dissipate.
Okay, it's time to think about this very seriously. Go ahead, crank up the Hallmark Christmas movies, bust out the ugly Christmas sweaters, and get ready for the Elf Parade.
Yes.
Coming up Friday.
You look like you're already ready with this red and green shirt here.
It is my Peg Leg Pete's Christmas shirt.
Yes.
Got this.
Jeremy came up with a very clever nickname for you, Kris Kringle. I laughed at that.
I love it. You know, because I'm the Christmas guy around here.
Talk about the Hallmark movies and everything.
I showed you my pictures of I put Santa on my porch today. I have one of those animated Santas ready for years. So I put him out there, but the kids in the neighborhood love it. I mean, absolutely love it. They always come out, hey, when you putting that Santa up? You know, so anyway, I put it up midday. Not only kids, I have pictures of this, neighbors coming down the road to see, because you can talk, it's interactive. You can talk to this thing, he saw it, he dances. But, I did the house this year. I did it again, you know.
Went all out.
But I enjoy every minute of this stuff, and you know, gosh, I love this time of year.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I'm actually into holiday spirit as well.
I can tell you because got that New Orleans color, black and gold.
Well, actually, I was about to say, yeah, I got my Wake Forest jersey on, and it's not a Christmas sweater, but it certainly is ugly with how they've done this year.
There you go. Hey, listen, coming up this Thanksgiving Day, they got three NFL. We'll talk about this in a few minutes.
Yeah.
The complete lineup for the Thanksgiving football games. But before the Cowboys versus the Giants on Fox, and while your turkey's still in the oven, here's your Thanksgiving TV feast. Teresa Crowley has more.
17 giant balloons in the sky, guided by their ground-bound handlers for this year's 98th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Floating from Central Park West through the canyons of New York, 8:30 to noon Eastern, six new balloons, including Minnie Mouse, Goku, Spider-Man. Joining the stars Bluey, SpongeBob SquarePants, Beagle Scout Snoopy, and Ronald McDonald, in between clowns, marching bands, and 22 floats like Rocking Lobster and Santa Sleigh. All ending up at Macy's Herald Square with the Broadway stars of shows like Wicked, Hell's Kitchen, Jennifer Hudson, The Temptations, and the Radio City Rockettes. Kicking off the holiday shopping season. Online, Macy's Herald Square will be closed Thanksgiving. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And I did tell you that I am licensed to fly Big Santa.
You did say
I'm going to bring that picture into you tomorrow. we had to wear these big white overalls, you know, with Santa hats on. So you kind of have to kind of look up under there and say, oh, it really is you in there. Anyway, I went down to Universal and got licensed, which means I can fly Big Santa down at Universal or I can fly Big Santa at Macy's Parade.
Oh, all right.
But I work radio, so you see where I'm at for Macy's Parade. Nix that one.
Believe it or not, he will not be in the Macy's Day Parade.
I promise you, I will not be flying Big Santa this year next year.
Most likely, not ever.
There you go.
Just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we touched on some of the alleged non-American gang members that were in some parts of Colorado, particularly Aurora. We've touched on that. Well, we've got reports of some gang action, particularly from Venezuela, not only in places like Tennessee, but also in the Sunshine State itself. We've got details on those reports and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
When it's time to say goodbye, West Florida Cremations offers a simple, dignified way to honor your loved one. They provide affordable cremation services with care and respect, allowing you to focus on what truly matters: family, memories, and healing. With no hidden fees and transparent pricing, you can trust West Florida Cremations for compassionate, professional care. Call 850-502-8490 or visit westfloridacremations.com. West Florida Cremations, here when you need us most.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! Have a Santa!
Tomorrow at 10, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Those temps, not going to be so bad today. Are they going to be, didn't they say like, are they still going to be in the 40s tonight?
Tonight's low is only in the 60s.
Yeah, because I thought it was kind of a warm-up type thing. That's why we're getting the clouds and the potential for rain in the morning.
Right, and then, yeah, starting tomorrow, it's going to be, you know what, it's already 524, so I'll go ahead and get traffic and weather out of the way. Yeah, the roads are looking fine. There's just some congestion in the usual spots, Pine Forest Road, I-10, so on and so forth. As for the weather, though, 70 right now, low of 66 tonight. But yeah, tomorrow we're going to have a slight chance of rain Tuesday morning, high of 74, low of 58. And then Wednesday is going to be high of 75, low of 67. So that one's going to kind of be more similar to today with some chances of thunderstorms on Wednesday night. But after Thanksgiving Thursday, we should see the highs and lows creep down significantly. I'm talking like, I think Friday's high is 60 degrees.
Nice.
Yeah, so wow. It's going to get chilly.
Okay, I mentioned to you what was going on up in Charlotte. We really don't know what's going on, but we do in a way. Folks up in Charlotte are getting ready to strike at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Actually, the strike started at 5 a.m. this morning.
Really?
Yes, and is expected to continue the stoppage over the Thanksgiving holiday week through December 2nd. Airport service workers include cabin cleaners, ramp workers, wheelchair attendants, sanitation drivers. That's who's striking, service workers.
Right.
Not airline flight crews, you know, flight attendants, nothing.
You'll
like
still
that.
Make your flight.
Yeah, and that's why I say 99.9% of you will not be affected because you're already on a plane or changing planes. You're not going to have to go outside and have somebody help you with your baggage and stuff like that. So anyway, That is what's going on. And our friend over at Fox, Eben Brown, is following up in Charlotte.
Employees at Charlotte Douglas International Airport who clean terminals, airplane cabins, who assist wheelchair-bound passengers and do other work are off the job and on the picket line, striking what they say is too little pay.
It's anywhere between $14 and $19 an hour.
She's an employee of contractor ABM Facility Solutions, though a member of the Service Employees International Union, which says some workers at Charlotte Douglas make less than that.
We're really trying to make sure we have a living wage here because the way that things are right now, we deserve a lot better than what we're being given.
The airport is open and flights are not interrupted. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right. Also, hinted at this before the break. So an alleged member of a dangerous Venezuelan street gang is in South Florida police custody right now. Authorities say 20-year-old Abraham Mavabracho was arrested at the Dolphin Mall in Miami Sweetwater area Friday evening. An officer approached a group of three men after someone at the shopping center claimed they wanted to beat him up. During the encounter, Mavabracho pushed the officer before running away, and he was eventually arrested and allegedly found with about $1,100 worth of stolen Nike merchandise. And this is not the only story we have about this. A Venezuelan gang is accused of operating in every major Tennessee city. Memphis police IDing at least two local incidents tied to Trende Arugua, an organization known for human trafficking, retail thefts, and drug crimes. The department says the most recent case happened on Tuesday when federal immigration officials arrested Louis Alejandro on outstanding warrants through Interpol. So just a lot of stuff going on, and it is when you have because that gang, that Trende Arugua, was the same one that was mentioned with the fella in South Florida. So it is a bigger picture thing here, and they do have, I guess, connections in several parts of the country, and that's deeply concerning.
Okay, big picture here right now, immediacy is what we're talking about. What about those football tickets? I'm getting texts like crazy. I mean, is he going to quit talking and get the football tickets away?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's definitely a more positive change of pace here. Okay, I've got a very simple question, and if you answer correctly on our text line, you can win this pair of tickets to Florida State, Florida for this weekend. So you can text in at 850-437-1620. The question is, Florida State, you know, their stadium is known as Doak Campbell Stadium. Sometimes it's called just Doak. Well, Florida Stadium is known as Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, but it's got a nickname as well. What is the nickname for Florida Stadium? If you can text in at 850-437-1620, very easy question here, especially for an LSU fan like Chris over here. 850-437-1620. Text in. Let me know, what is the nickname for Florida's football stadium? First person to do so will win this pair of tickets to Florida State, Florida for this weekend.
Boy, you maneuvered that one pretty slick.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Like, just a few texts just popped up all at once.
I bet. Okay, Christmas lights are on downtown, and as I always tell you, best way to get the full impact of this thing, start Cervantes Street, go south on Palafox, and just take it on down to Main Street. And if you want to go a little bit further, all the way down Palafox Pier by Jacko's in that area, all lit up, all beautiful, perfect thing. Grab the kids, put them in the car, and go take a ride tonight. It's going to be a nice night for that. And here's a few other family events you might want to experience around the Pensacola downtown area. Of course, the Palafox Holiday Market, the Winterfest, the Lighted Boat Parade, the Downtown Christmas Parade, Ballet Pensacola. You know, Pensacola at Christmas is just darn magical, if you want to put it like that. So
whimsical.
Yeah, absolutely, including special shopping all kinds of see any people calling me about you?
Yeah, so someone's calling Chris on his personal saying, "Hey, I want those tickets."
That's
man.
Exactly what they're talking about. I told you. Ever since this last hour when you teased those tickets.
Yeah.
I've been pushing my phone off.
Well, and I got to say, I haven't looked at who was first on the text line yet. I'll get to that in about a minute when we go to break. But I do want to say, just looking at the queue here of all the texts that we've got in, this is the most texts we've had in a while. It was a pretty easy question, though, to be fair. And this is a big rivalry.
It is.
Yeah. So I wouldn't expect anything less.
The biggest in the state.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people try to argue, well, is Florida, Georgia bigger? Is Florida State, Miami bigger?
State teams.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like Florida State, Miami, maybe, but there's a lot of hatred here, especially when you consider Florida State has a hatred for the SEC, and Florida is benefiting from that SEC bias we always hear about. Yeah. So there's an added layer there for sure.
Have you got a winner yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Typically, when there's a moment, you know,
I
kind of messed with you there. Typically, when there's a moment of silence, I will carry on. But I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to stare at Chris this time.
All right, Ice Flyers coming back in town Wednesday night. They face Huntsville. Puck drop 7:05 in the basin.
I'm John Saucier. The Trump election interference case in Washington, D.C. has now been dismissed by a federal judge without prejudice. Special counsel Jack Smith also filing a motion to dismiss the classified documents case out of Florida. We got a statement from Trump spokesperson Stephen Chang, who says in part the American people reelected President Trump with an overwhelming mandate to make America great again. Today's decision by the DOJ ends the unconstitutional federal cases against President Trump and is a major victory for the rule of law. Today was the day the president officially pardoned two Thanksgiving turkeys, but we're also discussing other potential presidential pardons and commutations. Senior Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates speaking to reporters on Air Force One.
He's been committed to reforming our justice system. Using his clemency authority has been an important component of that, and he is proud that he has issued more commutations at this point in his administration than any of his recent predecessors.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Iconis with Your Money Now. The shortened holiday trading week got off to a strong start on Wall Street today. The Dow set a new record high after climbing 440 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ also went up. In court today, the Justice Department made their final arguments that search giant Google is illegally dominating online advertising technology. During the 15-day trial, prosecutors aimed to prove that Google monopolized markets. Shares for Google's parent company, Alphabet, closed with a gain of 1.75%. The average price of a used car rose slightly over the last month. According to Cox Automotive, an average used car cost $25,500 in October. That's an increase of $138 from September's average. The average used car price remains 4% lower compared to this time last year. Rocket Lab USA shares went up 3.4% today after the company successfully completed two rocket launches on two continents in a span of 24 hours. Oil futures went down under $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. What a dreadful weekend it was for some of the top dogs in the SEC. Jalen Milroe was horrible as Alabama got blown out by Oklahoma. Jackson Dark got intercepted twice late to lose to Florida. And Texas A&M lost in an overtime heartbreaker to Auburn. And all three of those teams now have three losses and shouldn't make the playoff unless the committee decides to screw over a two-loss ACC team in a few weeks. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, and make this holiday season one to remember.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now and YMCA Village People all songs.
I'm like, let me think of like, listen, you know, a popular song.
You're rocking it. I'm going to tell you. I just do not know what's coming out here.
A time capsule, yeah.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Chris Bryan, Austin Price spinning the tunes for us this afternoon.
Yeah, Austin Price on the track.
Hey, right. You know what this week is? This week is dual FSU week. Not only do we have the football game this weekend with the Florida Gators, we have FSU basketball tomorrow night on ESPN Pensacola.
That is true.
That is pretty cool. And you know, I just wish I knew who they were playing.
Well, and
on my event sheet here, it just says FSU basketball.
I saw last week who it was. I'll look it up.
I wouldn't have teased it if I didn't know.
While I'm looking into that, I did want to say that since we're on the subject of FSU, congratulations are in order to Scott from Milton. And your tickets. And you know what? I don't think he's a first-time winner.
Good for Scott. Hey, Scott, thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. He wins that pair of tickets. The answer was the Swamp, by the way.
That's it.
Yeah. If you cared even remotely to go to Florida State, Florida, you knew that answer.
Western Carolina.
Okay, thank you. Because I was about to say, I'm like, I've got it right here. I'll look it up in just a moment. But you're right, it is Western Carolina. But no, back to what I was saying about Scott. Yeah, I don't even think he's the first guy that we've had win Florida State tickets. His name's Scott. He himself is a first-time winner, but I think we've had another Scott win before. So I guess it's a popular name amongst the Tallahassee lovers.
Scott?
I guess. I don't know. In my experience.
Okay, let's challenge your brain here real quick. You're pretty good at this stuff. We're going to talk. Let's start off with SEC football for Saturday. You ready?
Yes, I'd love to.
We'll start off with a big game, Florida FSU.
I know Florida State's riding high after beating up on Charleston Southern, but Florida. Florida and, like, it would honestly, if you had the national title game, that and it was only based off of how teams looked in the second half of the season, Florida and Kansas would be in the national title game right now.
Florida just beat a great Ole Miss team.
Yeah, and it was after beating an LSU team by double digits, and they were able to go toe-to-toe with Georgia for at least a good portion of the game. This is a team that is better than it looks based off record. It really is, especially when you look at the quality of a lot of their losses. So I look at Florida, and I look at all that they've had to overcome. And I just think they're going to be too much for Florida State. They are amped right now.
6-5, are they? What the record is right now?
Yes, they're 6-5.
Okay, South Carolina versus Clemson.
Man, Clemson's good, but South Carolina is another one of those teams that, I mean, they have looked so good, and their losses are so excusable that there are some people thinking they actually have, though far-fetched, a playoff path. Some people are saying that. And they go to Death Valley. I do think South Carolina wins, but they're another one that's really firing on all cylinders right now. They beat up on a ranked A&M. They competed with Alabama in Tuscaloosa, barely lost to LSU, and they had a big lead in that game. They had some quarterback issues in it. So South Carolina, outside of their blowout loss to Ole Miss, they've looked pretty darn good.
Okay, this is going to be a good game. Tennessee-Vanderbilt.
Yes, I do think that is an upset alert for Tennessee, absolutely, because Tennessee's good. They're not great. We've seen them be outplayed, just like Georgia outplayed them. I do think Tennessee wins, but that could be an upset alert for sure.
It could have gone either way for Vanderbilt-LSU Saturday night.
Yeah, you did mention that, and we thought it would. LSU being the home team, winning by a touchdown isn't a surprise. I think they were favored by around 8 late last week.
Yeah.
So the game unfolded generally how you would have expected, but low scoring, just one of those uglier games.
It was not a pretty sight. It was a win, but it wasn't pretty. Louisville, this is a rivalry. Louisville-Kentucky.
Yes,
did I tell you the time I was in the Louisville airport, got in one of those rental car buses to take me to my car, and there was a fan from Louisville and a fan from Kentucky. They got in a fight. And the fight,
like physical,
fight. Yeah. Inside this rental car thing, I just said, "Hey, drop me off."
Golly,
they take this stuff serious. More so with the basketball.
I was about to say, it's probably more of a basketball.
It was a Rick Pitino thing that came up, or somebody, you know.
Jeez. Was this around the time that Rick had his exit from Louisville?
I was on a bus in the Louisville airport, and that's all I remember.
That's all I remember. I took a stray hit. That's all I know.
That's it.
No. Okay. Yeah. As you said, it's more of a basketball rivalry, I'd say. But this is an interesting football rivalry because it seems like no matter how bad Kentucky's doing and no matter how good Louisville's doing as of late, Kentucky's got their number. Kentucky's won like 3 or 4 straight against the Cardinals. I genuinely think Louisville could get it done. Kentucky's having such a bad year. Louisville's not great, but they're decent. I'm going to give it to the Cardinals. But, you know, you always hear the fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If Kentucky wins this year, this will be like fool me 5 times.
I think these two teams I'm getting ready to talk about are pretty balanced, and it's going to be a pretty good game. Arkansas-Missouri.
Yeah, I don't think Missouri's that great. I think they are clearly a beatable team. Whenever they play a strong team, they have been beaten up. I mean, if you just want the truth. Arkansas is struggling, but they rested up against Louisiana Tech. There's a lot of beef between these two after last year. A couple of brawls broke out. Mizzou arguably ran up the score. Very lopsided game. And Elijah Drinkwitz, head coach of Mizzou, he's a talker. And I'm already seeing some chatter on social media. Eli, he thinks he's something. I could see Arkansas, a scrappy hit-or-miss Arkansas team, coming out here and trying to shut him up for once.
Can Alabama lick their wounds in time to take on Auburn in the Iron Bowl?
This is always a tricky game. I think Alabama wins. I don't think it's a blowout. But I think there's too many red flags for Auburn. So I'll take Bama, but this will hopefully be a good game.
I would Oklahoma LSU and pulling LSU on this one, but I would be, if it was a flip game, if it was LSU playing in Norman, I would have deep concerns about the game. But I think LSU will beat Oklahoma.
I think Oklahoma may be a little bit hungover after you know, shutting down Bama like they did. And Oklahoma is a hit or miss team. I do think genuinely, on paper and maybe by coaching perhaps, LSU is a better team than Oklahoma. I don't care what we've seen these past few weeks.
Okay, nice game to watch on television because I love the tradition aspect of this Texas A&M game.
Yes, man, people have been calling for this one to be brought back for years. At A&M, I'm taking the Aggies. I think the Aggies got tripped up on Auburn, it being a trap game. And I feel that they are now back home. They are trying to, you know, they're trying to play spoiler now for Texas, and they really hate those guys. I mean, you can't explain it. And Texas has not impressed me. They didn't impress me against Kentucky. They didn't impress me against Florida. They didn't impress me against Vanderbilt. They certainly didn't impress me against Georgia. They have not looked the part in just about any of their SEC games.
NFL discussion coming up next hour. We'll run the games down for you. But before, get this, it's the third time in their impressive coaching careers. The Harbaugh brothers are facing it off. This time it's going to be tonight on Monday Night Football. Mm. This should be interesting when Jim's Los Angeles Chargers take on John's Baltimore Ravens. Tim McMaster has the preview for us.
John Harbaugh is 2-0 against his little brother Jim. His Ravens beat Jim's 49ers in the regular season in 2011, and then the next season in Super Bowl 47. 12 years later, with Jim returning to the NFL after winning a national championship at his alma mater, Michigan, they meet again. John's Ravens look safe to reach the playoffs for the 12th time in his 17 seasons, while in his first year in L.A., Jim's Chargers have already won two more games than they did all last season. The winner of this one will have bragging rights at the Thanksgiving table on Thursday. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
All righty, just past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. It has been a very smooth sailing evening on the road so far, so thank you for that. We do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, coming from the Oriole Beach area. Also have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, but that's pretty par for the course this time every afternoon. As for the weather, still 70 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 58 with a slight chance of rainfall early on your Tuesday.
News Radio 92.3. Can you imagine? Here you go. You got your cabinet, and two people of your cabinet are from the WWE. Wrestling. Well, we have Hulk, who might be the...
And Linda.
Yeah, he might be head of physical education, or physical therapy and physical activities.
Right.
Something like that. And then we have Linda McMahon. As the Secretary of Education, she's a smart lady. Don't I'm not laughing because of that, but this is a very brilliant woman. She's a great businesswoman, and it's a department, you know, president-like department that Trump actually promised to eliminate. This job that she's up for. So this kind of comes as a surprise. Fox's Mark Meredith breaks down the future of that department.
The Federal Department of Education dates back to the late 1970s. Since its creation, it's grown not only in size and influence, but in cost. The budget, now around $80 billion. And while President-elect Trump has vowed to end it, the department was created by Congress. It would be up to Congress to close it. Even with a Republican majority, you'd have to get the 60 votes in the Senate to kill it. That is a big threshold. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota has introduced legislation to cancel the department. He says despite spending $16,000 per student per year, test scores have dropped over the last decade. The incoming Trump administration may find ways to narrow the department's role, even if it lives on. For example, it could move oversight of the federal student loan program to the Treasury Department.
All righty. And, of course, we always try to get you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Well, Wall Street closing higher to kick off the holiday shortened trading week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 440 points to 44,736. The S&P 500 added 18 points to 59,87. And the NASDAQ rose 51 points to 1954.
Okay, here's a great idea for you this holiday season. Why don't you invite a furry friend into your home during the Thanksgiving or Christmas holidays? Come here, Fido. Come on, spend a few days. The Santa Rosa Animal Services Home for the Paw-a-days. This is not a new system. They've been doing this for a while. It's a great effort. Home for the Paw-a-days is offering a short-term foster program this year. Two date ranges for you. The Thanksgiving option now, right now, through December the 8th. The Christmas option runs December 16th through January 6th. This allows potential foster parents to participate in either holiday or do both. And what it is, it's a great opportunity to see if you really love that furry friend. You might personally, you know, adopt it for the future life. Well, so it's a great program, Paw-a-days. They've been doing it for years, and good for the folks over in Santa Rosa.
Absolutely. Just about 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Chris, do you know what generation, if I just had to ask you, which one do you think would be spending the most this year during the holiday season?
I would say probably the baby boomers.
Really? All right. Well, we'll see if Chris is right when we return.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had some really good conversations about transgenderism in this culture and the bathroom debate on Capitol Hill, women serving in every role in the military and the Pete Hegseth nomination, and the significance of Russia's decision to use a new type of missile on the battle space in Ukraine. Matt Gaetz's comments on a podcast about what he wants to do in the future and why his nomination didn't work out. And congressional candidate for CD1, Jeff Witt. You can find all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I bet you didn't think I was going to come in on that, did you? I was enjoying the song.
Yeah, no, I love that song.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah.
Okay, Triple A expecting. Of course, fine. We've been talking about. There they are, see? Turn it up just a second. See?
Yeah.
Okay, AAA expects record-breaking travel numbers this Thanksgiving. We've been talking about that this all afternoon, but let me just kind of put this in here, my two cents. Tomorrow afternoon, it's going to start happening. That's when the traffic starts to build up, and that's when it becomes the most advisable time not to be traveling. But that's going to be the heaviest time, starting tomorrow afternoon, going through Wednesday. But if you can get an early start on Tuesdays and get out of here, if you're going to Grandmama's house, well, get out of here. Just go.
Yeah,
Beat
it.
Because it will be a domino effect here on the roadways. And 4.5 million Floridians on the road.
Yeah.
So, and airports looking good. But I'm looking at some of the flights right now. I just was checking PNS here. And I was on their flight board. Thank you for letting me kind of eavesdrop on here. There's a flight that was supposed to have touched down coming up Southwest. Was supposed to have run out of Nashville 5:20 this afternoon, but that thing's still delayed. So we don't have an exact time. So if you're waiting on that flight, my advice is contact the carrier. They can probably give you a better snapshot of what's happening. All I'm getting on my board, it's delayed. It was due in, wheels down 5:20, and that ain't happening right now. So, but everything else, boy, the Pensacola board looks great. No delays or cause of any kind of congestion there, except that one flight right there. So we're doing good.
Well, let's see if I can keep that good. Let's see if I can keep that good transportation news going. Let's see. Just about 5:55. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Very smooth sailing evening so far, knock on wood. Hopefully it stays that way. Thank you for being safe out there. Have some minor issues on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And just a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound or westbound, excuse me, passing the Oriole Beach area. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees still. Tonight's low is 66, so it's not going to get much cooler. Tomorrow, going to have about a 30% chance of showers early on your Tuesday. They will soon dissipate. Tuesday's high is 74, low is 58. And we see those lows kind of start to creep down a little bit. And once we get past Thanksgiving Thursday and get into the Black Friday weekend, we are going to get hit with a pretty severe cold front. Friday's high, 60 degrees.
I'm not sure if FDOT's already pulled their guys and gals off the roads for working, because when I came across Garcon today, they, as I mentioned, for the past week or so, they've been doing road work, knocking it down to one lane.
Yeah.
And really delaying you for 5 to 10 minutes at a time. But they weren't on the road today. So I'm just wondering if this week is like, hey, happy Thanksgiving. See you later. Check you next Monday.
I don't know.
But anyway, I just thought I would throw that in. So if you are traversing Garcon, you don't have to worry about those single lane messes that they're doing out there. I still don't know what they're doing. Because you can't physically see. It must be under the span what they're doing. Okay, Texas bankruptcy judge is hearing arguments in a we talked about this last week. It's about the satirical outlet, The Onion.
Yes.
Wanting to buy the InfoWars platform. Things kind of having some roadblocks around here. And Tanya J. Powers has an explanation for us.
U.S. bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez will hear arguments in the effort by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to stop The Onion from buying InfoWars and turning it into a parody. Jones was found liable for defamation and emotional distress in Connecticut and Texas for repeatedly claiming the 2012 shooting that killed 26 at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, was a hoax. He filed for bankruptcy after he was ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion to the victim's relatives. Jones has set up a new studio, websites, and social media accounts. Proceeds from the liquidation are to go to Jones's creditors, including the Sandy Hook families who sued him. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, and hinted at this before the break. As the season of giving approaches, many Americans already starting their holiday shopping, of course. The generation planning to spend the most this year is, what did you say it was, Chris?
I didn't say what it was, but I thought it was going to be baby boomers.
Well, you were wrong. It's millennials. That's according to a report by TransUnion, with 63% of millennials.
Are those the ones still living at home and their parents are footing the bills, so they have all that expendable income? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, that's my generation. Millennials are the ones between... Well, no, you're a boomer, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay, so after you came Gen X, and then after Gen X came millennials, and then after millennials came me.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that's where we are. So millennials were a lot of the 90s kids. Well, anyway, the generation they're the ones planning to spend the most. 63% of millennials say that they plan to spend the same or more on their holiday shopping than last year. The National Retail Federation says between November 1st and December 3rd, holiday spending is expected to jump to a record $989 billion. According to Deloitte's holiday retail survey, holiday shoppers are expected to spend 8% more than last year for an average of nearly $1,780.
Yeah, that's money, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm spending pocket change compared to that. My goodness.
Okay, but are you having fun? That's the question.
Yes, I have the fun. Season of giving.
Listen, I go and I have fun. I really do. When I go Christmas shopping or whatever, I just make it an adventure. Because you know, I know I've got my stops in place. I know what I can spend and what I can. But heck, I enjoy seeing all the stuff out there.
Yeah, that's fair.
And there's a lot of stuff out there to take in. Speaking of stuff taken in, thought I'd throw this out here.
All righty.
You want to make some money tonight?
I'd love to.
How would you, let me, how would if I put you on the payroll for $184 million tonight?
I think after some swift hesitation, I'd take you up on
I
that.
I would do, or $85.1 million. That's your cash option. What am I talking about? Powerball tonight. 10 o'clock, they'll pull those darn numbers. And if you're playing, I hope you win. I really do. Mega Millions tomorrow night, $489 million, $225.3 million. Out the door, they do it Tuesday night.
All righty. You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Once we come back in about 10 or 12 minutes, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today, including the White House talking about a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Got the details on that and much more coming up after this WEAR Top of Hour break.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.